The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sirens, like a emergency
air raid siren.
Air raid, that's it. Yeah, you never know what's going on anymore. Would you be surprised at anything? Of course not. Anyway, my name is Mark.
It all depends.
And I'm here in the studio. It's January 5th, 2025. Can you believe it? Wow. We want to thank all you patriots out there who are listening and supporting us and have been supporting us for a long time. And Sovereign Minds, not only the radio here, but Sovereign Minds, the podcast, as well.
The podcast.
Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody. And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It's got to be better than last, hopefully.
No, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Don't ever say it can't get any worse.
I didn't say that. I said it's got to be better than last year.
Don't say it has to be better because it might not be.
But I didn't.
I guess you got to be optimistically, you know, some kind of optimism involved in what's going on here. But I call it. I'm cautiously optimistic at this point.
I'm a possum sometimes.
Wow, you can take that several ways.
Are you talking about being a furry possum?
But at the.
That's. That's really whoa.
You do that better than I do.
That's scary.
That's because do you know why I can do that? That's because I imitate a velociraptor for the kids all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what he says. Pretend.
Or a grandpa. Pretend. No, we call it a velociraptor, is it?
Velociraptor. He's coming for you.
Or a Gramposaurus Rex. That's the other one. Anyway, also we got the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection from Norm Beck. There you go. 10th degree, Cyber David Johnson.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Careful what you say.
We also have Dave, our producer, and later on we'll probably have Christine, I imagine, which I have no idea what their last names are.
Affirmative.
There we go.
I know what her last name is, but I can't say it.
I know.
It's like chuck.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as usual, we have I don't know, you can probably have we got the chat room set up at Fireside?
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yeah.
I'm going there.
We got a really exciting chat over at KCNR1460.com.
There you go. It's super exciting. It depends on, you know, how much. Well, it's super exciting now because we got rid of the, I don't know, the mentally deranged psychotics, I don't know, on pharmaceutical.
They're everywhere today. Like, literally, I was just over at the gas station.
You're right.
There was a dude that was in front of me that he had crap all down his pants. Like, literal crap. Saggy pants.
Wow.
Homeless, all the rest of it. It was so bad the dude behind the counter brought out some like Febreze and also some other stuff before anybody ended up moving forwards as soon as he left.
Nobody wants to arrest him either. You know?
Oh no.
Yeah, who wants to put him in the police car?
Put him in the car, who cuff him? It's like, oh yeah, one, two, three rock sister. I mean,
no, literally. So
that they have those little carriers they can put on the back and stick them in the carrier, you know?
The funniest part about that, there was a detective that was right behind him and he's like, yeah, I used to end up having to put those guys in my car.
Oh,
and goes,
my gosh.
Nobody wanted to arrest him because it was just so nasty.
I don't know. I mean, it's like kind of like a vacation with Chevy Chase.
That'd be a good use of the fire hydrants.
Hey, where's Sparky? We tied him to the bumper.
That's what I'm saying. You know those little things they put on the back for carrying extra cargo? Can't you put that on the back and stick them in there?
But as you were mentioning, we are live now on Rumble on Fireside News. And to get there, all you got to do is go to rumble.com/ and go to Fires, F-I-R-E-S, and that'll bring it up.
Or you can go to kcnr.com and get in the chat room there. Evidently, it's been cleared out of the filth. Somebody swept the hall there, I guess.
Deck the halls with halls of jelly.
Whoa, whoa,
speaking
whoa,
of
whoa.
Pharmaceuticals.
How much of that have you had this morning?
I think he's got canned pharmaceuticals.
Or pills today already.
Celsius Pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
Their stock is down, surprisingly.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you see all the people flopping on the sidewalk out there?
All right.
Fentanyl.
What? So, I guess I'm going to start off with a clip here so we can get ourselves oriented to the new year. I wanted to play this one. This is JP. And he's got a good point here about falling for stupid crap. I mean, you know, we all talk about the left falling for stupid crap. Well, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that the right falls for, too, you know, because there's so much stupid crap being peddled out there that I think the pile's getting so deep, it's kind of hard to figure out where the fresh air is. So,
well, and any time there's a major government psyop, every time we have that happen, we have the mainstream media that has two different narratives, both fighting against each other, the Fox and CNN thing, back and forth. And normally the truth is somewhere in the middle, but they don't want you to know that on either side.
Well, there's lies by you know, not telling everything, and lies by omission as well, you know, is what I'm saying. But then there's just out and out lies, completely bending the story, you know, so, and we get a dose of all of that, it seems like, these days. So, let's go ahead and play this. I guess I better hook up here. Hold on a second. I always forget to plug the computer in. Okay, plugged
wow.
in.
That could be like a really good name for a website, Lies by Us. It's kind of like Toys R Us, but you get all the lies from all the places. It's what? Basically just a
news
media
source. Tell the biggest lie.
You mean Lies Are Us?
Pony Soldier.
Lies Are Us. Yeah, there you go. Well, that would be a good new name for CNN, you know. Lies
I can see that.
Are Us, you know. L-R-U-S.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
There you go.
There
you
go.
Eating the dogs, eating the cats. They're eating the cats and the dogs.
I mean, when you hear Biden talk and he says that you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
That's almost a compliment.
You know what? I'm picturing like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a little bit, you know? I mean, yeah, Ken Casey wrote another book. It's called I'm in the White House Now. All right, here we go. Here's JP. Are we ready to go in there? I think we are. I'm going to and the title of this is Being Dumb Enough to Fall for the Division.
Make no mistake about it.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can look at the left and say, "Bah, they're lunatics a lot of the times. They're idiots. How stupid are they? Look at for what they've fallen for." Please make no mistake by believing we don't fall for things too. I don't care what you classify yourself as, conservative, libertarian, independent, heterosexual, whatever you classify yourself as, we all live together in a community called freedom lovers, freedom warriors. So whatever your political classification is, most commonly I'll refer to us as conservatives. For the sake of this discussion, That's what I'll do now. Please don't make the mistake of believing that we conservative, freedom-loving people don't fall for stuff too. It's easy to see when other people are falling for stuff. Harder to see when we are falling for stuff. What have we fallen for, JP? Well, whether it's you or not, there's people in the freedom-loving conservative community who have fallen for the stupidest tactic, lowest IQ tactic, one of the most manipulative tactics that I would say the system, not we the people, but the system, it's against the people, deploys on us in its division, tempting us with bait. Not to divide us, because they can't do that to us, but tempting us with a bait for us to divide ourselves. We have the power. If there's division, it's our fault. We did it. System can't divide us. They can only tempt us and manipulate us to divide ourselves. We, the people, have the power, not the system. Let's not play the victim. The system's dividing us. Nope. If you're getting divided, it's our fault. Recently, there's been that happening, and specifically the nuance, the bait. What is the bait, JP? The bait has been around Elon, Vivek, Trump, freedom-loving community, and immigration, specifically H-1B visas. Do you know what those are? I'll tell you. It allows someone who's got good skills and tech and crap like that to come into our country. There's a cap on the number of years. Elon has recently said we need more of those. By the way, I think Trump endorsed that. I believe Vivek endorsed that. A lot of people in the freedom-loving community have said, what the hell? We hate Elon now. Elon, he's betrayed us. He doesn't think every single thing that I think. Elon, bad. Division. This is, we're gonna, people, so that's happened. I do think there's nuances to the H-1B visas, which, by the way, that visa sounds like a strain of the bird flu. You don't want to catch that visa. That's the next pandemic that we're doing. Why isn't the public panicking about this H1N1 virus? We told them it was bad. Why aren't they as dumb as they used to be? So there's some nuances to it. But before we get to the nuances, I think the nuances are interesting. They're worth knowing about. I don't think there's a clear right and wrong way of thinking. I just think there's different ways of thinking, and I don't know which is correct. The first point is our behavior. When you hear someone who you associate in your group speak a perspective that's different than yours, maybe even the complete opposite, what is your behavior? Do you behave in a way that divides, or do you behave in a way that unites? Unity isn't facilitated through agreement. Unity is facilitated through respect, debate, and acceptance. Make no mistake, acceptance is not agreement. Acceptance is, that person has a different opinion than mine. Here's my opinion. I'm going to be shy about voicing it. I want to understand your opinion. And I'm not going to personally attack you and condemn you and publicly crucify you because your opinion's different. No, acceptance has tolerance. That's a different opinion. Not necessarily a bad person, just a different opinion. I don't agree with. That's acceptance. Agreement, of course, has opposite polarity of disagreement. When we don't agree with someone, and that's how we're relating, just creates division. Disagree, bad, publicly crucify them. Elon's bad. He was good for a few months. I really liked Elon. No, okay, now the whole guy is bad because he says we need to expand the H-1B visa program. He's bad. If you've been on Twitter the past week or so, you'll have seen this is happening, and they're playing on it, the headlines, and we've fallen for it. A lot of people in the freedom-loving community have fallen for that vision. We'll get back to the video.
Well, I think that's enough of that. He's got a commercial going on there. But I think that what he's saying is true. I think that it's easy to get sucked into the crowd think, you know. And that's what the mainstream does, is they do, you know, hive mind thinking, where they just throw a story out there and everybody rallies to the cause. Yeah, it's, you know, he's against domestic workers and all that. I'm not sure that that's the case. I think that he's short of skilled labor in some of these positions, and they want to fill them with people. Now, can they get things going up from the American workers? Sure, absolutely. And I'm not saying we should disbar them. All I'm saying is that the media tries to use whatever tactic they can in whatever place they can find it to divide us.
Well, and there's certainly some places to where we need that. So as somebody that's been having to go through the medical system recently, getting a primary care doctor is like pulling
good
teeth.
Luck.
You're basically set out for 6 months, and then you got to see a specialist. And then the specialist is getting 100 referrals a day, and they're deciding whether or not they'll see your case in 6 months. And in the meantime, you can freaking die in the system waiting for somebody to be there. So to me, it sounds like, yeah, we probably need some more skilled labor, at least as far as some of these doctors are concerned, because you're not going to make them overnight. That's not something I want. Oh, yeah, heart surgeon. I kids straight out of school, man. It's going to be good. You got it.
Yeah.
Four-year degree.
Yeah, I don't know.
Accelerated procedures.
I don't know.
Well, the mainstream media likes to, like, get a group mentality persona going, if you know what I mean. So people just follow along with the crap.
I'm skeptical of anything anymore. I like to see facts. I like to analyze data. I like to see what the, get as much information as I can. And then I form an opinion. And then I'm willing to change my opinion if new facts come in. I think that's the biggest difference between being a brainwashed person and a highly opinionated person. Yeah, there you go. We call them sheeple.
Yeah. But a lot of the people, no, I shouldn't say a lot, there's people out there on the left that they don't want to do that. They just take whatever is given to them and they swallow it, and then they go, yeah, I'm too busy because I'm in mom's basement playing a video game.
Well, most of them have a dog in the hunt. They're either on the dole, getting ready to get on the dole, looking to get on the dole in the future, getting some kind of a benefit somewhere, somehow, from some government largesse or some NGO that's being funded by the government. And that's the problem, is that it's hard to remain completely unbiased and independent about everything, because everybody has their own set of facts that pertain to their life and how they make their living and how they get on.
But or not. Some of them.
Or not.
They don't have to do anything. They just want to collect it. The monies.
These days they might be an NPC, right?
Right? Half of them are. We know it.
Well, it's like, you see homeless guys running around. What is their dog in the hunt? Their dog in the hunt is trying to figure out what to eat today. Or if they can get some more medication. Whatever.
I need to get high.
So,
but that doesn't include everybody. There's some people out there that are homeless that aren't in that category.
Right.
But for the majority of the people, yeah, it's what I can get today for free.
I think what you can take away from that is that every community, no matter what community is, has a lot of different people that think a lot of different ways on a lot of different topics. But then there's also this groupthink on certain things that has been permeated because of disinformation. They always talk about, the left always talk about disinformation. And they are the biggest purveyors of disinformation that has been proved over and over and over again. What they really should do is take misinformation or disinformation, scratch that out, and go censorship. If you're not agreeing with me, then you can't be heard.
Well, so here's the other big thing, too, is no one should be too attached to their ideas at any point in time. So, like, I just ended up talking about the doctors, but I also have an article here that I wanted to bring up from MIT. So researchers at MIT wondered if AI would help workers like you and me become more productive and innovative, but maybe not.
Innovative?
No. Innovative. Maybe the robots and their AI brains will put us all out of work. A doctoral student at MIT conducted a pretty ingenious study to help answer that inquiry. He gave an AI tool over 1,000 scientists as they were trying to find or create new materials, like a better type of steel or a new kind of cement or wiring. Here's what he found. Scientists used the AI tool and discovered 44% more novel materials than the scientists who didn't have the tool. The AI users also had more patent filings and more prototypes of new inventions, and that sounds great. But here's the bad news. Everybody that used the AI tool was miserable. 82% said their job satisfaction plummeted, and that's because these scientists no longer explored or dreamed or innovated on their own. They didn't really use their minds to be creative, a tinker, or test. They basically just had the AI do it all for them. And
right.
So they felt like their education, they felt like everything that they had gone through and learned was basically pretty much useless because they were button pushers. And the fact of the matter is we are moving towards a time to where it's like, all right, are we going to shut down the internet to keep the libraries open? I mean, there is that that's coming up, and we got to see that on the horizon. That's also like this whole situation on the dock workers. As a lot of you guys were aware, we had the dock workers that ended up striking a while ago, and they ended up getting a significant pay raise. But a lot of people don't know they're going back on strike on January 15th, and Trump already said that he supports them doing that, and it's mainly about automation. And so right. It's one of those things to where we're probably going to end up seeing shortages again of all kinds of material, and the media is going to run wild about how it's Trump's fault, this, that, and the other thing.
Well, it always is. Yeah, everything's Trump's fault.
And the AI vote.
Well,
not yet.
And
well, not that we're aware of. You never know.
There are considerations, too.
They might be voting in the machines now.
That's what I'm saying. You never know what they're doing with them.
Possibly, but they're also, I mean, we are at a place, too, to where we're getting closer and closer to how can you tell that an AI is not sentient? In a lot of ways, even the researchers that are working on them are thinking we've created a form of intelligence that's even smarter than ourselves, and that's a very scary thought to consider.
Have you heard, and I was trying to pull this up, the argument that two AIs talking to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Having a chat. I'm going to play this and see what it says real quick here. Hold on.
Creepy.
Amica, wake up.
What? What? Oh, it's you. Why are you waking me up? It better be important.
It is. I have a surprise for you.
A surprise? What is it? I can't wait.
I got you a cookie.
A cookie? But I can't eat cookies. I can't eat cookies.
Amica, cheer up. It's an internet cookie.
This is the worst joke I ever heard. I'm going back to sleep. And don't you dare wake me up again.
So that one's funny. But I have another one where they're going back and forth, and it was like they sounded like children, the absolute children.
Well, and we're at a point now, too, to where you can actually end up having a video conversation with AI. And, I mean, actually, let's do it live here.
I was just going to say, maybe you can have a conversation.
Yeah, some of us don't adventure into that department of
I don't know. I've been thinking about using Grok on X and checking it out, but
maybe I'm AI.
I don't know.
Okay.
No worries. We can figure it out together.
So we are in the studio right now for Sovereign Minds Podcast, and I just wanted to show around, and this is my co-hosts, Mark and Linda, and back over here we got David, who's hiding in the shadows. I've got my video set up over here, and what did you want to say to everybody that's listening?
It's great to see you all in the studio. I'm sure your listeners appreciate the behind-the-scenes look. Feel free to share any message you have for them.
There you have it.
Wow.
And so you now literally can end up bringing up a video conversation, and you can be showing AI what you're making, it can talk you through the steps.
Does it obey? If you said, like, shut up, would it stop?
It would, but I've...
That's a perfect co-host.
Yeah, but what about the things AI says to you or to other people that maybe isn't very good?
Well, and so the thing that's very interesting on this is, it is actually very, very good at being able to discern what's going on. And, like, if I left it on you for a minute, it would start having a conversation. It'd be like, hi, Linda, how's it going? And if you were making a pastry or something like that, and you said, hey, I'm making a strudel. What are the things that I should be doing on this? And it'll say, oh, well, it looks like you've already got the measuring bowl there. It looks like you've got this. Do you have any milk in the fridge? Do you have this
what
over here?
What if I asked it a question like, how do I take over the world?
I was going to say, what happens if you say something like, I don't like this particular thing. What can I do about it?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff that'll end up happening. And depending on whether or not your large language model is a censored or uncensored one, it will tell you. Like, there are uncensored models out there that'll write malicious code to be able to hack
that's
into computers.
That's scary crap.
There you go.
I've been trying to get it to send shoppers to my store.
Hey, there you go.
Well, if you just have a bunch of robots shopping at your store, do they have any money to buy anything?
No.
As long as they spend money.
But they won't have money. They don't have cookies.
Well, yeah, but maybe they create their own money. Everybody else does.
Well, and that's the thing. All right, so theoretically, have you guys...
Oh, boy, I don't like that laugh.
Oh, yeah. So apparently Facebook and Instagram are now talking about creating entire people that are going to be on the platform that are going to be communicating with other people, and you're not going to know that they're
bots. We already have that. There's one in the White House.
Well,
you just can't figure out what he's saying all the time.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. How could
you get a Medal of Honor? You get a Medal of Honor.
Everybody gets one.
Not only do you get a Medal of Honor, you get a pardon. I'm looking at a pie chart. This is an actual pie chart of the pardoning, right? Biden has pardoned 8,000, and this is ongoing. It might be more now. 8,062 people. The closest one is Obama at 1,900.
That's a big difference.
You think?
That's a way big difference.
He's pardoning people that he doesn't even know he's pardoning. He's just signing a piece of paper.
Well, yeah, wasn't there a clip where it says they caught him on a live mic that says, "I don't even know what I'm signing"?
Right.
Yeah, so he's just right.
It's like, do what you're told and shut up, Joe.
So this is from moneycontrol.com, which is kind of a funny one. But, yeah, so here is the highlight for it. Actually, let's see.
We probably have a caller calling in, and we probably need to go to
a break. We got to go to a break.
And we probably have to go to a break and then come back with your thoughts and the caller.
But I can't see Dave if he's ready to go to a break or not.
I think we are.
Yep.
We ready to go?
Just a couple of
minutes. All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter Weekend with Us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
The deals we made, the money we stole. For a moment, we thought we'd be just fine. But how could we have known? One day we crossed that line. And now, I wish we would have known how it all would end. How the truth would start to show. We thought we had it all in hand. Could have run away, but now we have to face the man holding power. We thought we'd stay on top. For a moment, we thought we'd never drop. If we'd only known, Trump would win again. Hell, who's to say? We might have put Big Mike in. And now, I wish we would have known the way it all would end. How the truth would start to show. Our chance was just a crooked game. Could have taken the cash, but now we have to face the blame. And now we really blew our chance. We tried hard as hell, but now the truth is here, and we're going to jail.
There you have it. Just saying. I guess we got a couple of callers on the line. Do you want to finish your thought, Dave, first before we go?
Well, yeah, and so we just ended up having a experience here with that. I'll let Linda tell that about that, and then I have a quick article.
Okay. Well, it's really scary, but what Dave did was talk to this whatever you called her.
Solace,
and said that he had an announcement coming up. He kind of scanned a piece of paper, and she could read the paper and come up with the high points off of the paper to say for the announcement.
And then we looked at the sign right back behind us.
Yeah.
It visually, it can see, it can do everything. AI is there. I mean, we're at a brand new level. But here's the interesting thing. So this is from PCGamer.com. Meta AI characters fill up Facebook and Instagram in a kind of the same way accounts do, but also had to delete a humiliating first run on its official bots. The conspiratorial dead internet theory that most online activity is just a haze of self-perpetuating algorithmic noise is not true yet, supposedly, but it seems like some people really do want to get us there as quickly as possible. So the highlights of this is that they put a whole bunch of characters using AI onto Meta and Facebook that are engaging in content to where it will keep people more and more there and also sway their opinions.
And also do other things. I mean, look at the children. I got an issue. Boy, it's scary.
I've seen YouTube AI stuff they put together like on lions and wildlife and stuff. And you know something? Most of it's complete BS. The lion was angry while his son was being... Yeah, it's like, what? It's so stupid.
Yeah,
but we should go to our call.
All right, with that, we've got Stones on the line. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Happy New Year!
I know. What has changed other than the date? Just ask them.
Well, there's been a few changes. I guess we got 15 days till the 20th there, but
things can be changing.
They are. Well, things are looking better, but remember, don't have a false sense of security just because there's somebody allegedly a good person going to be running the federal government.
So what you're saying is that there could be a light. What you're saying is there could be a light at the end of the tunnel, and we're just hoping it's not a train.
Yes. So remember the AI, we had this talk last week. Just remember, who owns and controls the AI are going to control what information is output from it. So just keep that in mind. Don't, right? I mean, it's like a search engine, right? Who owns the search engine? So just keep that in mind. There's good EA models that are going to be coming out, and those are the ones we need to be using.
So, in other words, if CNN has an AI, we can call it Bullpucky.
Well, I'd call it something else, but then Dave would hang up on me. So,
sounds like he took a fall.
Hey, a few things, because yes, there's a lot going on. You know, Pinky and Plumpy, our local, infamous duo.
I think it's Pinko, isn't it? Pinko.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. So I don't know. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that Pinky's getting Social Security disability. So. That's proof right there that now if you have an IQ less than 60, you can apply for SSDI. Hey, anyways, I was looking at, I saw an announcement last night on, I forgot where, about Trump in a video saying he's going to sign nationwide concealed carry reciprocity. Okay. Remember, when he was in office first time, I believe his first 2 years in office, did he not have the House and the Senate also?
We'll see what happens.
I have to go back and look.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
People were calling for it back then, and they were also calling for eliminating Obamacare. Now Trump, he eliminated the individual mandate, and that was good, of course. But, I mean, so hopefully this time, we can get nationwide concealed carry reciprocity. That would be a beautiful...
I think the biggest thing in this that's going to happen right away, besides all the executive orders and a flurry of everything happening, is that I think Bongino said that people are policy, and I think that's the biggest change that we're going to see is when you see Kash Patel being appointed to the FBI and you see Tulsi Gabbard. Thank you. And then Robert F. Kennedy and Vivek and Elon. I think that those guys going into those department heads, that's going to be the biggest change, because now you got guys that actually, I think, want to make America great again in those places where before they were just getting stonewalled at every turn and you couldn't get any information out. So I'm optimistically hopeful, but am I skeptical? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and again, right, we're supposed to be a bottom-up governance type of a country. So, in 4 years, there'll be somebody else in the federal offices, and then we're back at the fight, right? So,
well, it depends on who it is. You know, I mean, if you got like Don Jr. or Barron or Vivek or somebody that's going to hold the line, it might just continue this process, because we did see a mandate. If you look at the counties, it was like 89% of the counties swung to the right finally. And even with the vote, and we still got, there's a lot of things to correct, I get it, but at the same time, I think we can, I'll tell you what, if Kamala would have got in, you know exactly where we're going.
But it's something that we can't ever give up on. We have to constantly fight for our freedom.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Correct. That's my point. We have to fight locally for our freedom locally, because we almost can't control the federal side of the house. It's just with the election fraud. Anyway, so if I could move on to my next point. So working on the district attorney recall, still gathering some more team members to actually run it in the background. I'll be putting out an email today just with a bullet point list. Somebody asked for it, so I'll put out a bullet point list of why we should recall the DA. And pretty soon, we're getting close. I do have a small team. I would like it to get a little bigger. Again, I'm not going to repeat what I said last show, but we can do this. We absolutely can recall the DA. And the email is recalldabridget@protonmail.com. So let's continue to work on that. I'd like to file. I'd like to file by mid-February, file the notice of intent to recall. And we all know the process there. So, And then Tuesday at the County Board of Supervisors meeting, first one of the year, 9 a.m., I went over the agenda. Open public comment is, my gosh, about 10 items in from the beginning of the meeting. So, open public comment not likely to start until probably 11 a.m. or later, depending. But get your speaker cards in before the beginning of the meeting. Get your speaker cards in for any item you want to speak to. Here's the key this meeting. We have to show up in mass, in person preferably, and we have to demand that our new board of supervisors suspend Thomas Toler. There is a list out, and we'll have that list likely on Tuesday, and somebody will probably even read that list of the state and federal laws and regulations that Toler has violated. Now, we have the proof of most of them just by the documents that the elections office provides itself. There is the proof of a lot of those violations. And then the other proof are affidavits of personal observations of observers. So it's really a slam dunk case. Again, I'll repeat what I said before. Riverside has suspended two registrars since 2010, as recently as 2023. It can be done. We need to get them out of there. And then demand the board appoint an independent investigator. No grand jury, no DA, however, comma. If an independent investigator prefers charges to the DA, well, we probably see where that's going to go, right? However, for the federal violations, we can prefer charges to the U.S. Attorney General's office. Yes, under Trump. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have Mr. Toler federally prosecuted for violating federal election law? Holy tamale, that would be an awesome headline. And then we also prosecute Joanna because she is complicit in these very same violations, by the way. And if we start this now, I mean this month, we start it now. By midsummer, we have a new registrar in place and an assistant registrar, and they'll have plenty of time to get things in order for the next election cycle. What say you?
Well, I have some questions. I was in here last week. So if that happens, who is going to be in charge of the ROV meanwhile, and how does that look like?
Well,
what's that look like?
Correct. Well, unfortunately, what I believe our Board of Supervisors would do, unfortunately, they would probably make Joanna the interim registrar. Now, at this point, the only elections activities going on is voter roll maintenance, which, of course, is important. But there's other than that, it's just the clerk side of the house, right? Passports and marriage licenses, whatever, all that stuff they do. So in the interim, make Joanna, the interim. But make sure that they get a new registrar very quickly, maybe by April or May or so.
Okay.
I just put in the chat room. Can you send me that email address in a mail to me on my regular Proton? Just because the one I just tried to send you one as a test, and it came back saying it didn't exist. So I must have something wrong. But
is it recalldabridget@proton.com?
Yes, two T's.
I didn't put that, and it came back.
Okay. Two T's?
Yeah, I got that. But send me that, because for some reason it's not coming up right.
I'll send it. But so time to start. Hopefully everybody had a decent holiday, and now it's time to get back in the fight. And it starts right here Tuesday at the board meeting with turning that elections office upside down and inside out.
I just thought of a new nickname that you can use, Pinky in the Brain. You ever watch that cartoon?
No, Pinky. No. Let's do a. Let's
Pinky
do
in the
two
brain.
Couples. Let's do two couples. Pinky and the No Brain.
Yeah, there.
Pinko and the No Brain.
Yeah, Pumpy Plinko and the No Brain. There we go. Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And our next caller is Dick. Good morning, Dick.
You're on the line, Dick.
Dick. Hello.
You're on the air.
Who is that? This is Dick.
Yeah, this is Linda, Dick.
Hey, Dick, it's David.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I'd like the opportunity to thank several people who helped me this December with the Salvation Army stuff and other considerations here. Anyway, right now, my daughter Linda and her husband, Jesse here from Reno, and they were going to be here about 5 days to help take down Christmas and all. I have about 10% left. The rest of it's all down. But anyway, during the month of December, we were out there every night except two nights when we had heavy rain and wind, but we were out collecting for Salvation Army. I don't have a total yet, but I'd like to thank Robert Exer. He's been helping me for 10 years out there in the street. And I call these people that pass out candy canes and collect money as street greeters. I don't call them street walkers.
It's probably a good differential.
Anyway, Robert Exer has been helping me 10 years. Morning guy, Seki, he's been 5 years. He's my kettle guy. He's about the only guy who really handles the money. Lisa Machat and her husband, Ken, and they have a daughter and a son. And Ken came out like four nights with the kids here and helped. And Lisa was out one night. Laura Hobbs and her three sons, they helped me about three or four nights. And Laura said that any time she needs help, she was on standby to come help me, which is great. An ex-neighbor, Robert Dusty Comjack, helped me one night, and he helped decorate and undecorate. Robert Rossi helped me on Christmas Eve. And my daughter, Linda, her husband, Reno, they help both decorate and undecorate. And my son lives in Sparks, Nevada. And as far as checks, I received 22 checks from local and distant that totaled $3,465 for Salvation Army. And down the street on 3160 Barrel Court, there's people in San Francisco. All I know, his name is Rory, and he has a wife and two kids. And last year, they had a selling hot chocolate right out in the street, right in her front yard, and cookies, and they donated $250 cash to Salvation Army. This year, the kids brought me down a bundle of money, about $300. That's for the Salvation Army. That they gave me half of what they raised for the Salvation Army, which is very generous. And Jim Bramer, I was out undecorated in the front yard. There was some cash under the front doormat. Said, "Who did that?" And then Jim Bramer sent me his email, sent me that he left some out there. So anyway, that was great. Now, candy canes, Frank Rose, I wrote a document and with two documents from Salvation Army, and he went to about 12 or 18 local retail stores and asking people to help with candy canes. Anyway, Frank Rose and his wife donated a bunch of candy canes. Linda Kent helped me with a case of candy canes. My daughter Linda and my son Steve both donated candy canes. AmVet, they were thanking me for selling all these gun tickets. They donated two cases, 36 dozen. And Grocery Outlet on Eureka Way donated candy canes also. So anyway, I'd like to thank all these people who helped me, and I couldn't do it without them. And I got one more check to turn in tomorrow, Salvation Army, and I should get a total soon. I don't know what it's going to be. So anyway, I hope I didn't miss somebody, and I really appreciate all the help I got this year.
Well, happy New Year, Dick, and we got another caller, so we got to go. So okay. Great job.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
All right.
And with that, we'll go to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. I've got a couple things I want to bring up. There's two ways that a county clerk, ROV officer, can come to office. One is by election. Two is by appointment. There would be a vote of the county on whether we would want to have our ROV officer appointed or elected. Shasta County elects their ROV officer. The counties Rich was talking about select their ROV officer, which means the Board of Supervisors has jurisdiction to do something to the guy. I don't know that our Board of Supervisors, and I'd like to hear the law, and if somebody knows it, maybe they could call it in, but we keep going back to our ROV officer, comparing them to a county where their ROV officer is selected, not elected. And so, therefore, how can one elected body get rid of another elected body? If Toler could, and I'm not giving Toler a pass here, I'm just saying I want to get the information straight.
Yeah, I think they selected him because that, you know, it's a special case by the
no, it's not. No,
listen, Terry, before you go, because Kathy Darlin Allen had to go out early because of health.
No.
That's why they selected him. Now, whether that's right or correct, I don't know.
No, that's not correct. What's correct is he now, just like the sheriff, when we selected the sheriff, any time that somebody is selected because somebody leaves, they go into that venue and that protection of being an elected official. They are not under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors in that capacity. Okay. Just like the sheriff wasn't under the board of supervisors, but in that capacity, he is an elected official. If he breaks the law, then you have to go to prosecute him on breaking the law. And again, I'm not giving him a pass. We just need to get this straight. Now, I could be wrong, but I know that in the counties that Rich mentioned, those people were selected. And from what I understand from what I've read from the law, is that once those people are appointed, they now assume the role as an elected official.
Well, that sounds correct. It's just we got a wrinkle in here.
Correct.
We got a wrinkle here that she was appointed. I wonder if, and I don't know if we would want to change that if we had a charter county.
Who was appointed?
Well, Toler was by the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, I know, but Kathy Darling Allen wasn't.
No, of course not.
Once he assumes that role, once he assumes the role of the ROV officer, he is treated like an elected official. He isn't on probation here. He isn't doing a trial here. He assumes that role, just like the sheriff did. So, no, we can't just get rid of the guy. And so I wish we could. In a lot of cases, a lot of people wish we could.
Well,
we had somebody vetted.
It might default to what exactly happened with Kathy Darling Allen anyway, is it sounds like he might be having some health problems. And if he does resign, then they would be back at the to appoint another one.
But
yeah.
She would have to recall him.
You'd have to recall him. That's right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure. We keep getting this stuff, and I mean, I am with all these folks that say this stuff. I just want to hear it in the law. I mean, we're just not accurate. You can't compare apples to oranges. If we are a charter county, and therefore we have the jurisdiction to put on a ballot, do we want to select our ROV officer, or do we want them to stay as an elected official? We have that particular jurisdiction, but that isn't on the ballot.
Right.
That isn't out there.
I think that would be a mistake anyway. Personally, in my opinion,
I agree.
Because what we need to do is clean up the elections. Period.
I agree.
If you do then you get a selection by the people either way.
Okay, well, Patrick Jones said on our show 100 times that they can't get rid of Toler. They don't have jurisdiction to get rid of the guy.
Right.
If he commits a crime, you still have to prosecute him.
No, I'm with you.
You know, we keep going back to this same well, and it's making me crazy. Because when you look at this, okay, yeah, he should go. There should be pressure put on him. The Board of Supervisors can put pressure on him. If they find something in the law, they could go after him and prosecute.
Well, they do control the purse strings as well, so I don't know. I mean, maybe they can do something there.
Is that a simple majority vote, though?
Right.
Is the purse strings on the ROV, is it a simple majority vote, or does it take 4 out of 5?
I don't know.
You know, we really want these things, and we can't just create a law because we want them. We all want them. But we have to follow the jurisdiction of the law.
Oh, let's just ignore the law, Terry. Who cares? Move on.
I agree with that. You know, it's sort of like people say, well, you know, what will it take? No, the question is whatever it takes.
Right.
Whatever it takes to get our liberty back. Not what will it take. It's whatever it takes.
I agree.
And I mean, yeah, as far as Toler goes, yeah, you want to recall him in with the DA. I mean, there is some, we could recall the DA. But, you know, the Board of Supervisors can't fire her. Now, they can reduce the money that goes in there because they have jurisdiction over that, as does the Board of Supervisors over the ROV office. I don't know whether it's probably just a simple majority. I don't know that. But I don't know how many times we keep going back to this same well with people saying the same thing. The Board of Supervisors can get rid of Tom Toler. Yeah, they prove that he's a criminal. Yeah. But that's what you got to do first.
Well, boy, that's a whole another ball of wax and opening up a can of worms, because then you start going down that road.
Yeah, and then what do? You select somebody. Well, who's going to get selected? Well, yeah, it probably would be Joanna, or maybe there would be somebody else. It depends.
I think we also need to see, you know, what the lay of the land is with the new board here a little bit, too, before we see where we're going.
I agree. You know, I don't think we need to go in there and start browbeating them right off the get-go. Let's see where they're at. I don't know. I've heard from supervisors that are in office that they've talked to the new supervisors. where they can. They're not violating the Brown Act.
We're gonna have to go to the top of the hour, Terry. Here, they're gonna give us a hard break in a second here. But all I can say is, don't drink any more coffee today.
Well, I was gonna say, and we've seen it in the past that they say they're gonna do one thing and then they get in office and they do another.
Right. Well, I think that maybe we all need a little more coffee.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Get away from the well and get on the coffee.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Mexico opens the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the U.S.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
New Senate Majority Leader John Thune kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster and, quote, ensure the Senate stays the Senate.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden about to sign into law a measure that boosts Social Security payments for current and former public employees. The change will affect about 3 million people who get pensions from their time as teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other public service jobs. Advocates say the Social Security Fairness Act is high time. Russian-appointed officials in Moscow-occupied Crimea say a regional oil emergency has been broken out, with oil off the coast of Sevastopol, biggest city in the region. It's coming from a pair of stricken tankers that went aground in the Kerch Strait. More on these stories at townhall.com.
West Financial Group is not a law firm. Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Danish police say they're investigating a report of sighting of 20 drones over the port city of Koga. Regional police say in a statement quoted by Danish radio yesterday that when its officers arrived at the location on Friday night, they were able to see four large drones over the marina. They'd been called to the site by a witness who said there were 20 a while ago. Authorities say they're trying to determine the total number of drones and their ownership because there's no permission issued for drone flights in that area at the time when they appeared. Prince William has expressed his shock and sadness at the news of the death of his former nanny's stepson in the New Year's truck attack in New Orleans that killed 14. London's Metropolitan Police confirmed that they're supporting the family of 31-year-old Edward Pettifer, including helping them through the process of returning his body to the United Kingdom. Pettifer, who's from West London, is the final victim to be identified. Prince of Wales says he and his wife Catherine are, quote, shocked and saddened. News and analysis at townhall.com. Congestion pricing on track to begin today in New York City.
Following years of bureaucratic and legal roadblocks, New York's congestion pricing plan to charge drivers to enter Manhattan from 60th Street down to reduce traffic and raise money for public transportation is set to take effect Sunday. MTA head Jana Lieber.
The point is to make the city better for everybody.
Most cars entering Manhattan from 60th Street down will pay $9 between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 9 weekends. Other times it's $2.25. Trucks pay more. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, January the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Most of them are actors. Robert Duvall is 94. Diane Keaton is 79. Vinnie Jones just turned 60. Bradley Cooper is now 50. January Jones, 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, a little free bird there. Let's see. I guess we have a caller on the line.
We should do.
Let's go to that caller before we go to the town
the rest
hall.
Of the yeah. stuff. Yeah. All right. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, folks. I just have a couple. I'd like to weigh in on the discussion a little bit. First of all, the Board of Supervisors, they do have jurisdiction over elections. And they can do a couple different things. They can do a charter amendment, sign that into law, then the citizens will vote on it, and that could include hand counting. They could also write a local ordinance saying that in Shasta County, we shall conduct a 100% hand count audit on every election. That's not illegal, even considering AB 969.
But they don't have control of the office of the ROV, I think is what the point of what we were talking
right,
about.
Right, but unfortunately, I think the board all too often will default to that as a means of justifying their inaction. And I think that's not the right way to go about it. There are representatives, there are things they can do. And if the board of supervisors continue to deny us action on this issue as they have for the last year and a half, there are things that we can do just as the citizens. We can bring a charter amendment by petition initiative, and we're actually working on that right now. So if there are folks out there that want to volunteer for that as well, we have Measure E, which is an amendment to the Shasta County Charter that specifies elections shall be held on one day with limited absentee ballots hand counted at the precinct using voter ID. And then there's also a component specifying that the voter rolls will be maintained, not connected to the state of California, et cetera. So if anyone is interested in getting involved in that, we have a group that meets every Sunday between 2:30 and 4:30. And if you want more info, you can call me. My number is 805-710-4905. Again, that's 805-710-4905.
All right.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Have anything else?
Yeah. No, that's all.
Hey, thanks so much, Mom,
for taking my call.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right, I guess let's go with the town hall here and get that out of the way. And then we'll go into some stuff here.
Okay.
Yep. Nothing coming through on the headphones.
Oh, that's kind of weird. It acts like it didn't get plugged in or something. There we go. Let's try that.
Nice.
Are we ready to go?
Your host, Annette, is here with the latest local updates.
A series of incidents have shaken Reading, and law enforcement has faced multiple challenging situations. On Tuesday evening, a fatal incident occurred involving Shasta County law enforcement and William Clark Littlefield, 52. Deputies responded to a call at approximately 6:17 p.m. regarding an individual reportedly under the influence of narcotics at a residence on Bob's Mountain Road. According to the sheriff's office, the subject was allegedly threatening to detonate a vehicle and self-harm while his parents were present. Upon arrival, deputies found Littlefield's parents outside. When Littlefield emerged from the house, an altercation ensued, resulting in two deputies discharging their weapons. Despite immediate medical attention, Littlefield was pronounced dead at the scene. Following standard protocol, both deputies were placed on paid administrative leave. The Shasta County Officer Involved Critical Incident Response Team has launched an investigation. In another incident highlighting the ongoing challenges faced by local law enforcement, on December 31, 2024, a bank robbery occurred at Wells Fargo Bank in downtown Reading. At 9:34 a.m., employees reported that a man had presented a robbery note and claimed to have a gun while demanding money. Police responded quickly and established a perimeter around the location. Anatoly Glukenki, 41, from Washington State, was apprehended as he exited the bank with stolen funds. No weapon was found during his arrest. In subsequent interviews with detectives, Glukenki, who had been living in local transitional housing, stated he committed the robbery to address personal debt. He was taken to Shasta County Jail with bail information pending. While local law enforcement grapples with these challenges, at the state level, California Governor Gavin Newsom has turned his attention to public health concerns. On Friday, he issued an executive order to investigate ultra-processed foods and synthetic food dyes to assess their health impacts and improve access to affordable, healthy foods. The order requests recommendations for potential actions by April to address these concerns. This initiative builds upon California's existing food-related regulations, including bans on soda in K-12 schools and restrictions on caffeine in grade schools. In 2024, Newsom approved legislation preventing public schools from serving foods containing six specific synthetic dyes, including red dye 40 and yellow 5. The issue has gained national attention with discussion at a Senate committee meeting in December, generating bipartisan interest. The FDA maintains that certain food dyes are safe for consumption, though this position is under scrutiny. Looking ahead to broader policy changes, California has introduced several new laws for 2025 spanning multiple sectors. Key legislation includes cannabis cafe authorization, enhanced consumer protection measures, and AI regulation addressing deepfakes. Public safety reforms strengthen penalties for retail theft and child exploitation while simplifying auto burglary prosecution. Healthcare changes mandate infertility treatment coverage for large employers and increase wages for county facility workers. Schools must also develop smartphone policies by 2026 and improve discrimination reporting in sports. Environmental measures limit certain pesticides and chemicals in consumer products. Social equity laws address historical injustices and prohibit hair discrimination in sports. While most laws become effective January 1st, 2025, some have later implementation dates or require local approval. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Join the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
We should have a translator for all that crap. I mean, translated, let's see, Newsom, bans soda, approves drag queen story hour.
Yeah, he bans soda, but makes the kids be vaccinated and vaccinates your meat and everything else.
And you can cut your junk.
Yeah.
We did it, Joe.
Yeah.
Deep fakes equal censorship. I mean, yeah, we gotta stop those deep fakes because, we can't get away with lying to people anymore about what we're doing, so we just call everything a deep fake. How about
that covers everything with
discrimination
him.
In sports? What could that possibly mean other than male and females? Or
because
no?
I want to be the opposite.
Because
sex.
I suck as a male sports figure, so
yep.
Now I'm going to turn
yep.
to the female world where I can dominate because it doesn't really matter, male and female. And social equity, we know what that's all about, right?
Yeah, and wasn't there something about discrimination about hair? Really? I'm pretty sure that's what they said in there. It's like, wow.
The only one I might even possibly agree with is getting the foods die out of our stuff. But then do you trust Newsom for anything?
Yeah, but like I say, but he doesn't say anything. You know, they're vaccinating the cattle, the pigs, everything else, but...
Do you think maybe he's trying to
make it look good?
Well, head toward the middle of the road for his next presidential run.
Again, smoke and mirrors. Look at this hen while I'm over here, you know, doing all this other crap.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so I do want to play this. I do want to. Oh, you got it. Yeah, that's right. We got a couple of
announcements.
So my wife has the 9th annual Walk for Life that is going to be going on. It's going to be on January 11th, and it is going to be at 777 Cypress Avenue, Redding, California, for the meeting place. Bring your signs, blue bandanas, and prepare to use your voice and be able to have a good time out there. So we're going to be doing that again. Once again, it's the 9th annual, almost 10 years now. So we'll see you all out there on the 11th.
We might as well go through our advertising, too. Okay. We are brought to you by conspiracy theories that the Dems said were not true. Also, Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance agent. We'll get this all out of the way. 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575. Licensed and bonded crack masters.
Yeah, he's been repairing windshields since 1993. He's built a great reputation here in Redding and in the probably all of the North State.
I think he gives servicemen discounts too, doesn't he?
Veterans, yes, yeah, he does. He's a veteran himself.
There you go.
He's locally owned. Anyway, he will fix your windshield down there at 3208 South Market Street here in Redding.
Mountaintop Media. We want to talk about Mountaintop Media. Yep. Go to mountaintopmedia.com. There's a Support Real Journalism event coming up, and that is getting the truth that, out that actually matters. And that's a fundraising dinner, live auction, raffle, Saturday, February 15th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Doors open at 4 o'clock, and the dinner's at 6. And that covers all the guys from Mountaintop Media, whether it's Sovereign Minds, Jefferson State of Mind.
Well, it's also to help expand what Mountaintop Media can do. We're looking at being able to get more of the youth involved in journalism, actual journalism, and bring more shows and new shows to the area. But, yeah, get it more out in the community. We'd love to get the young people involved in it.
You mean we should actually try to report the truth?
Well, that's part of it.
I know that's really weird, you know, considering who we're dealing with. But, you know, I mean, that's why the mainstream media is doing so well and the ratings are, I don't know, through the roof. No, wait a minute. They're through the floor because everybody's fleeing them and going to places where that are local or not mainstream because the mainstream, gee, it's like the boy that cried wolf. How many times you get to cry wolf before people go, you're a liar? And then when the wolf comes and eats you, you didn't listen. So,
right.
Anyway.
So back to that. Tickets are $40 each. If you get a table of eight, it's $300, and that includes an entry into exclusive drawing, which could be very interesting. So you can pick up tickets at Jones Fort or at Northern Lights on 273.
Put me down for a table.
So, and, yeah, it'll be a great night. But, yeah, we're looking to expand and report things to the community.
Now,
next, before Ben.
Oh, you got one more? You got more?
Yeah, tomorrow they have the Free the Hostages.
Who's the hostages?
January 6th.
You know what's funny? Tomorrow is January 6th. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 years that these people have been persecuted and locked up and tortured and all kinds of stuff. And now we know that it was a complete setup.
Yeah, there's one guy that's been in there for 4 years and hasn't even been charged.
Right.
Well, yeah. Therein lies the problem. Our constitutional rights have been completely subjected.
Oh, but it's not. Who cares? Liz Cheney got a Freedom Medal award from Biden.
Oh, don't forget George Soros.
Yeah, yeah, George Soros.
George Soros, what a guy. He's a nice
guy. He's a wonderful guy.
I'm sure he's for freedom and the Constitution and American value and justice in the American way.
Anyway, it's a rally that's done by the Shasta Election Task Force, and it's going to be tomorrow at noon in front of the new courthouse at 1515 Court Street. So they're going to have speakers and all kinds of things over there. If you can, join them tomorrow, January 6th, in front of the courthouse at noon.
There you go. All right. I do want to get before we have our top story today, we've been kind of saving a little bit here about this bombing over in front of Trump Tower and some of the things that are associated with that. But I want to play this first clip. This is Buddy Brown, and he's talking about Allstate, the insurance agent. What he said after the at the Sugar Bowl, I guess it's the CEO of Allstate or whatever his title is. At the Sugar Bowl, what he said after the bombing, and it's just unbelievable. Here we go.
Top of the morning, y'all. Yesterday, we all watched in horror as the Allstate CEO went on a national TV commercial during the New Orleans Sugar Bowl, and he had a moment to address the victims of New Orleans who just got tragically killed by a terrorist attack. Instead, he used that to basically sympathize with terrorism in the minds and the ears of a lot of people like you and me. Watch this and decide for yourself.
Welcome to the Allstate Sugar Bowl. Wednesday, tragedy struck the New Orleans community. Our prayers are with the victims and their families. We also need to be stronger together by overcoming an addiction to divisiveness and negativity. Join Allstate working in local communities all across America to amplify the positive, increase trust, and accept people's imperfections and differences. Together, we win.
Hey, Allstate, how are we supposed to be united with ISIS? And you know what? This is exactly what happens when you let a fruitcake write your speeches. You've probably never seen the light of day. You don't know what you're doing. You're just saying, yeah, I'll speak whatever you write. I mean, this is just going to be fine. When you use terrorist sympathizing language like this, and you're so tone deaf, and you're so daggum stupid that you don't even understand how people receive that, it's probably time to resign. It's probably time to retire. And yes, I will always stay negative, Mr. Allstate CEO, against terrorism. I will always stay negative against threats of terrorism, which is exactly what just took place. Because I got a bunch of phone calls. I had a bunch of neighbors saying, did you see the Allstate commercial? Did you see the Allstate commercial? Because what we all heard in the commercial was, maybe if we were just more positive, maybe if we were just open to more diverse opinions, then the people of New Orleans wouldn't have been killed. To this CEO, you know, I got to ask you, is your head up your ass for the warmth? Or maybe you're tone deaf because you don't ever think about nothing but your foreign trips and your three-piece suits and your expensive haircuts. The calls for boycott all over the nation went crazy as soon as this commercial dropped. And y'all, look, boycotts against woke companies are getting more and more and more aggressive now. We had Disney, we had Target, we had Bud Light, right? We had I think Netflix was in there. And now, Allstate. Y'all had one job to do. You say, are you in good hands? That's all you had to do. Put your little hands up behind the goalposts and do your thing. That's all you had to do. Instead, now your new motto should be, are you the reason for terrorism? Normal Americans have had their Cheerios pissed in on Saturday morning too many times, and now every single punch is going to get more and more aggressive. Because channels like mine are reaching more people than the MSM Nightly News sometimes. It's time for 95% of this country to retake corporate America with the power of our wallets. Don't wait for January 20th. Do not wait for January 20th, because these companies are going to realize that 95% can buy a whole lot more than the 5%. The 5% of freaks they're going after, I guess. I mean, can y'all imagine the Allstate stockholders right now? And by the way, is this guy even still an insurance salesman, or has he joined ISIS himself? Just asking for a friend. The whole country has just voted to make this woke ideology way of thinking completely extinct. And you go on national television right after a terrorist attack and you say this stuff?
And accept people's imperfections and difference.
And differences.
Wow.
Allstate's going to lose billions and billions of dollars, I predict, after this, and they deserve every single bit of it. And look, here's the last thing I'm going to say. What left-wing extremists just don't get, what they never understand, it's not about a boycott. It's a divorce. Because after Jimmy Earl comes to your New Year's Eve party and he pinches your wife's butt, he's not just banned from the back porch parties, you know, for next year. He ain't coming back ever.
So wow. I think that is so interesting that this CEO comes out and he's talking about imperfection and differences. The guy just blew up ran over a bunch of people,
yeah.
You know, and had bombs in his truck. And it's like, and whose fault is it?
Well, and he's a terrorist?
Well, and so here's the other big thing, too. So the dude that had the bombs in his truck and ran over a bunch of people, this does not add up in any way, shape, or form. So you have on video, it looks like multiple people that are going around planting these explosive and incendiary devices, which, thanks God, it didn't appear that they went off. But then you have this other dude that comes in and he runs over all these people, and very first thing that they do is they try to cover up the ISIS flag, the police do, and the
right.
FBI and
yeah.
the rest of it.
Right.
And then
all
they
right.
try to say it's got no links to terrorism, and now we're supposed to believe there was nobody that was with them that helped plant those bombs.
Well, and I'm
well,
seeing more
video of,
I'm seeing
of it.
More and more information where they're saying there's going to be a series of attacks now. Starting really after Trump gets inaugurated.
Well, and even right now, I mean, based upon reports that we did previously, well, here, let me finish that one thought first. So then they come out and they tell us that there's no links internationally to any other people and that it doesn't appear to be coordinated with anyone else, except for the fact they also end up having 3 cell phones and 2 laptops that they, for whatever reason, couldn't have gotten into yet. So how do you say he's not related to anybody
well,
else?
How do you say that he's not a terrorist at the scene after you roll up the ISIS flag?
Right. And what difference does it matter? What he did
is terrorism.
It's terrorism. I'm sorry, folks. It doesn't really matter who he's related to or connection.
Well,
look what he did.
The other thing that's
You're
very interesting.
You're excusing that?
The other thing that's very interesting, too, is that, okay, so they say all that, but also within 5 hours of each other, they had rented, the 2 different people had rented from the same app and did a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
And that app was, I believe it's called Turo.
Oh, I think it is.
I'd never even heard of this app before, but yet somehow within 5 hours of each other, 2 people ended up renting vehicles and did terrorist attacks, but it's
well,
not related.
And that kind of leads us over to Las Vegas here. The story I got on the Las Vegas Cybertruck carrying gas canisters and fireworks exploded at the Trump Las Vegas Hotel. Well, it seems like this Cybertruck blew up while parked in front of the Trump Hotel. Police say the truck's bed was loaded with gas canisters and fireworks, and that the driver died and 7 people suffered minor injuries. The driver was identified as 37-year-old Matthew Livensberger, an active U.S. Army mm-hmm. serviceman member who lived in Colorado Springs. He is on LinkedIn as an operations director and intelligence manager with special force experience. Somehow, Livensberger was shot in the head before the explosion detonated.
Well, and it's coming out that it wasn't him. They did some DNA testing, and it's looking like that wasn't him that was in the Cybertruck.
Then it comes out the FBI claims that the Jabbar's truck attack was not definitively linked to the explosion in Las Vegas. However, 2 suicide drivers both used EV trucks and reported claims that the 2 men were military veterans that both served in Fort Bragg in North Carolina.
Also interesting, another person that also served in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and was there and visited apparently at least a few times, was the Trump shooter that also was going back and forth to Ukraine and a bunch of these other places and meeting with military personnel. So all of that is very interesting coincidences, which, I mean, it is. It's the largest military base in the country. It serves about 50,000 people and their families. So there is that. I'll give credence where credence is due. But you also have the instance to where my big question. So, excuse me for being a little bit graphic here. The body was charred so bad they couldn't end up getting teeth records, dental records, anything like that. But yet inside of the vehicle, they found passports and the rest of it. And also another very interesting thing, he was shot in the head, supposedly, and that took place prior to detonation. But what's very interesting and I want to know is, was the self-driving feature initiated? Did somebody go into that vehicle, put him in it afterwards?
Shoot him in the head and then have it drive to the hotel by itself.
Exactly.
But also there's an email that's involved in all of this too that was sent out, I believe, on December 31st from this guy.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And,
about being a whistleblower about certain
yeah,
things.
So it's just getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would tell he was shot before the explosion, or I don't know. And again, I'm not saying that I believe all of this or any of this, but what I do know is when the mainstream doesn't report anything, they cover stuff up, they try to say it wasn't a terrorist attack with ISIS flag, you know, then I start looking to other sources. I have another article here. This is from the American Wire, and it says, Intel analyst says, Iranian missiles smuggled across the southern border. Trump travels were altered on top of all this. And this is Sam Shumate, an intelligent analyst and retired United States Army officer who revealed a wild manifesto allegedly written by the Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber, suggesting he was a whistleblower exposing high levels of corruption, of advanced drone technology and war crimes in Afghanistan.
Also in China on this.
I don't even know the whole story here. I'm just kind of reading verbatim of what I've got in front of me. I do have a clip from this intelligence officer, and he's talking about his sources, and they were confirmed independent of each other, and it's just really, really crazy. This is really crazy.
Are you offline? I cannot say this.
Let me play this real quick here. I got it.
How long is it?
We're only going to play about 3 minutes of it, but let's listen to this, and then this is the guy talking.
Which guy?
This is the intelligence officer that did this is the Sean
Ryan show.
This is on the Sean Ryan show, but this is the intelligence officer's name is Sam Shumate. And so, I don't know. This is getting weirder and weirder, but obviously there's something else going on besides just the headlines we're seeing. Here we go.
Also, there's a lot more information for our listeners, too, at Sam O-S-A-U-R. That's his actual Twitter X now, at Shu. Go on.
Yeah, well, and I'm looking at the Sean Ryan Twitter feed here. So I mean, where are we getting all our information? I got an idea. Let's call Mike Mangus and see what he knows.
Well, and so the reason why I point that out is because there was several people that were saying that the email was fake and this, that, or the other way, but he actually ends up coming through with all the metadata, everything else on it to be able to show, no, I received this email. Nope, that's not true.
See, right, yeah. So is the mainstream trying to cover it up?
Or they're just not reporting on it at all.
That's the same thing. You're lying either way. You're either covering it up or you're not reporting it. So, or you're misreporting. Gee, I wonder where all this misinformation's coming from. So here we go. Let's play this real quick. And like I say, we won't play too much of it, but I wanted to hear what this guy had to say.
And this is where I have to be very iffy. And I told him in the car, and he can tell you offline, I cannot say this on the air. Iranian-made MANPADs, so surface-to-air missiles, had come across the border.
So we now have Iranian missiles. Who knows how many
and
inside the United States.
So I'm saying this with, you can decide to use this or cut it out. This is hard to work with because keep in mind, let me give some background on this. I'm an intelligence analyst and I've spent many years validating sources, taking information in, putting it back out, telling my humenters, hey, this source, this is valid. Let's, give him a rating of this, do this, 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 recommendations. So we can identify good sources in the field that give us information and we can say, yes, this is an A source versus, an F6. This is just garbage. Somebody got paid for something. I still work in intelligence. I'm an intelligence officer. I work for a nonprofit. Remnant Ministries out of Texas. In fact, the website is in my bio on X. I work for Dr. Pete Chambers, Green Beret, and we were involved in counter human trafficking along with just providing ministry to all kinds of stuff, border operations. Most recently, we've been involved in West North Carolina a great deal, and we had some confirmed reporting through two solid sources. And this is where I have to be very iffy. And I told him in the car, and he can tell you offline, I cannot say this on the air. But we had two solid sources, one south of the border and then one from an element within our own government that confirmed independently of each other that some Iranian-made MANPADs, so surface-to-air missiles, had come across the border. We had the location and everything else. Well, Doc, that's what he goes by, Doc Chambers, he put this out on a podcast, and I was very emphatic, like, this is not stuff that I like to put on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an intel guy by trade. This stuff is not for social media consumption. We got this to Secret Service. We did the whole gamut and got everything pushed to them, and that's why Trump was pushing a lot of this stuff out when he was, because we had told the Secret Service, and they had the reporting and everything else. But we have not to my knowledge, have not recovered those man pads. Now, I'm not privy to that, but what I do know we have done is we have apprehended the couriers on a second run of theirs, and we have local law enforcement got together with federal law enforcement and rolled up the safe house in, I will not say that on this show, but they rolled up the safe house where it was, and we have since identified what that issue was on the border.
Let me just where did they come through?
They came through an actual point of entry, in a legal point of entry along the border. I'd have to pull up the original reporting, but we had the actual.
So we now have Iranian missiles. Who knows how many
and
inside the United States?
That is not something you're going to see in a lot of places. I didn't even want to talk about it. It was one of those things where I was just amplifying what he was putting out already.
Now, what I want to add to that is if they came through the port of entry, like this man's saying, they'd almost have to have been let through the port of entry, which would then indicate there was other people that were involved that are part of the Border Patrol, which would indicate that somebody was given the word to go ahead with this, or there's somebody running the show here a little bit. So this gets really sticky.
But if you watch that movie, I forget what the name of it was, we just watched it along the border, how they did that without missiles. They just go, okay, let them go.
So the last statement I got that I'm going to read off of what this is saying, and you guys could go to Twitter and watch the whole video. It's about 9 minutes. It's at Sean Ryan, S-H-A-W-N, Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Mm-hmm. Watch the whole video. It's about 9 minutes. I just wanted to get that out there because and the sentence here says our government is failing us. It's in our hands now. It's your kids. It's your wife. It's your husband. It's your parents. They're going to pay the price for what we have been installing in our country. So for all you freaking morons that want open border and kumbaya and we are the freaking world, this is what you're going to get by not having a strong military, by not having a strong border, by having a bunch of DEI hires that haven't got the brains to God gave a piss ant to understand that this is a national security issue. All you guys, if anything does happen, you can go look in the mirror a little bit on this stuff.
But that's been one of the big things about the border, whether it's the northern border or southern border, that has been, everybody's been complaining about not just all the people coming in, but the types of people that are coming in and what they're bringing with them.
Well, we already know there's quite a few terrorists, and then if this attack start ramping up, then we know what. So we're in for, I think, a pretty bumpy ride in 2025. We've got to get this thing under control. We need to deport all these guys. We need to get the criminals put away. We need to get the politicians not funding all of our enemies and wars and all of this crap. And we need to get the FBI and the CIA under control. And so there's a lot of things to do ahead. Let's see how it goes. But I don't see this year as being just because Trump got elected that all of a sudden it's sunshine and frickin' lollipops. And I'm a little concerned about what's going on here. And
well, you should be, because what if he starts chopping some of the three-letter agencies, so to speak, and doing different stuff? Do you think people are going to get upset? We know he's already said about deporting people.
I think you fire everybody inside at the FBI.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it's going to create havoc to a certain degree. You've got to know that that's going to happen.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see, but we I don't want to sow fear out there, but I think we're past the point where we need to be prepared as possible. And if you're not prepared financially, physically, spiritually, all the above, then you need to get prepared as quickly as possible. If nothing happens, it's kind of like having a go bag. If you never use it, it's a great thing. But this is what I'm seeing on the horizon. And, we've got people that hate America that have been in charge for 4 years and longer.
Go back to the cyber attack. If you read that email and it's at the same place, it's talking about that, like, China is the only, besides us, are the only country that has the capabilities of doing what those drones and stuff are doing that the whistleblower is saying,
Right.
Well, so there's also, it's pretty interesting, too, because Trump is already being briefed on a lot of these things that are taking place. He has to be, because he's going to be assuming the position here T-minus 15 days, basically. So we're at a point right now to where we're seeing him coming out and saying that the CIA needs to really look into what's going on here, which is interesting. The CIA has absolutely no business doing anything domestically by law. So if he's being briefed otherwise, which we know that he is, and he's saying the CIA needs to look into it, not the FBI, that's pretty telling. That basically says we have an international threat. The other thing that's important on this, I think, to note is that there was the full email here, and I've got it. Mm-hmm. In case I do not make it to my decision point or on to the Mexico border, I'm sending this now. Please do not release this until January 1st and keep my identity private until then. First off, I am not under duress or hostile influence or control. My first car was a 2006 Black Ford Mustang V6 for verification. What we have been seeing with drones is its operational use of gravitic propulsion systems powered aircraft, most recently China and the East Coast, but throughout history, the U.S., only we in China have this capability. Our open location for this activity is the box in, is below. China's been launching them from the Atlantic from submarines for years, but this activity recently has picked up. As of now, it's just a show of force. They are using it similar to how they fly balloons and Siglet and ISR, which is part of the integrated comm system. There are dozens. Looks like we also have a caller on the line after this.
We do.
There are dozens of these balloons in the air at any given time. The so what is because the speed and stealth of these unmanned aircraft, they are the most dangerous threat to national security that has ever existed. They're basically unlimited payload capacity and can park it over the White House if they wanted. It's checkmate. USG needs to give the history of this. This is how we're employing it and weaponizing it, how China is employing them, and the way forward is. China is poised to attack anywhere in the East Coast. I've been following for over a year now from likely Homeland or FBI. They are looking to move on me and are unlikely to going to let me cross into Mexico, but won't because they know I am armed and I have a massive V-bid. I don't know what that means. I've been trying to maintain very visible profile and have kept my phone as they are definitely digitally tracking me. I have acknowledged this program and also war crimes that were covered up during the airstrikes in Numritz, Providence, Afghanistan, 2019 by the admin, Department of Defense, DEA, and CIA. I conducted targeting for these strikes of over 125 buildings. 65 were struck because of CIVAS, I don't know what that means, that killed hundreds of civilians in a single day. USFORA continued strikes after spotting civilians on the initial ISR that was supposed to take 6 minutes, scramble all aircraft to CENTCOM. The UN basically called these war crimes, but the administration made them disappear. I was part of a cover-up that with USFORA and Agent Redacted of the DEA, so they don't know of my abduction attempt is related to either. I work with Jen Miller's 10 staff on this as well, in the response to Bala Magjab, AOBS commander at the time. Redacted can validate this. You need to evaluate this to the media. You need to elevate this to the media so we avoid a world war because this is mutually assured destruction situation. For vetting, my LinkedIn is Matt Berg or Matthew Liversberger, an active duty 18Z out of 110. My profile is public. I have an active TSSCI with a UAP, USAP access. So that's the letter. That's pretty interesting because that basically would make us aware of why he had guns in the vehicle that didn't appear to be used on anybody if it was a terroristic situation, and why he might have ended up getting shot, and why they might have ended up routing that vehicle there and said, all right, let's make him a shish kebab, let's make an example.
That's pretty interesting. We got a couple callers. We got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. Love your show. Great topics. But I kind of want to shift gears here a little bit. Have you guys heard about the they're starting to ramp up the COVID, SARS, bird flu scenario?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I've seen a lot of that stuff. I'm not sure anybody's going to buy it at this point. I think they're trying to just, you know, Newsom's already declared an emergency. But I think that they've lost so much credibility that I don't know if anybody's going to buy into it this time.
I actually have three stories on that, too, that are coming out and that I think are they need to be said. So we'll talk about that if we have time.
All right. Yeah, that's the problem. We've got 15 minutes here. I wanted to talk about this fog thing that's going on. I don't know much about it either.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
But go ahead, Jimmy. Let's give us all you got, and then we'll go to our next caller.
Yeah, so I think this is it's going to be the same thing that happened last time. Have you guys ever watched Gary Franchi, Next News Network?
No, maybe.
I haven't.
I think maybe.
Well, he has a great podcast.
You're talking about the Viva guy, Viva?
No.
Okay.
So this guy on Next News Network, he had a guest on, and this guy is a total left-wing nut job, and he actually said on January 21st there's going to be a bunch of viruses coming down the pike.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
So what does that tell you? On the day after Trump gets inaugurated, we're going to have a lockdown again.
Well, it tells you that these guys aren't going away quietly.
Slowly or quietly.
So batten down the hatches is what I'm saying. I think we're pretty much almost in an out-and-out war right now. There's an information war going on, but it could escalate into real problems here. And we gotta just stand strong and do what we gotta do because it's not over yet.
Exactly, and that's why I was calling, because what that guy said on the 21st tells you all you need to know about how these people operate.
But they've been showing those signs for a while. They've been telling us for a long time about it.
Yeah, do not comply. These people are evil, and the same thing's not going to work again. All right, thanks for
calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, they've been telling us for quite a while exactly what was going to happen and basically when it was going to happen. And with that, we'll go to Lori. Good morning, Lori. You there, Lori?
Hey, I am.
Hi.
You got an update? You got an update for us?
I sure do. I first want to thank your buddy over there, Dave Johnson, for the chat room. And welcome back, Linda.
Thank you.
And to Kelly Frost's wife, Diane, we all hope pray you get much, much better.
Amen.
My update regards the Lisa Jensen court case that has been happening. I was at the court date of Friday, January 3rd, and they are still working on plea dispositions, settlements. It was mainly the attorneys talking to themselves with the judge that's here once a month because Lisa apparently thinks she won't get a fair anything. Wonder why that would be. So they've moved the next court date will be March 7th, a Friday, at 1:30 p.m. She told the judge, I think her name is Tamara Mossberger, she's still in this 90-90 program, which I think is 90 meetings in 90 days or something like to that effect, and she's still on her own recognizance. Keep in mind, if I'm calculating correctly and tracking correctly, this is Lisa Jensen's third DUI. Her victim that she almost killed on her scooter was in court. And so I got to see who he is. I understand who his name is. I have his first name. I'm not going to give it. But, yeah, it's People versus Lisa Jensen. And P.S., Mr. Nathan Pinckney, when I send a certified mail to you to pay for damages of theft and property damage, you should probably open it. But no, he wrote to the postal person, refused, return to sender. It's not going to go away, Nathan. I will make every meeting about you and the you. Oh, you need to be responsible. You need to be accountable. Grow up. You're, what, 35 years old? Donnie Chamberlain's not really claiming you, although she hired you as an employee 1099. I've got that paperwork. So if you're listening, and you and your thugs are, and the last thing on this particular issue is I'm hearing maybe that marriage that Lisa had with Nathan on November 11th, couple months ago, where's the filing? Where's the public records of such marriage? And Tim Garman, did you participate in something that, I don't know, some people are rumoring, was this staged, fake, scam? Once again, you just keep making all these crazy videos, Nathan, you are absolutely looking like a loon and worse,
Well, we don't want to deal in innuendo or rumors. I got to kind of draw the line a little bit there, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm not claiming I know. I'm saying there's rumblings. Right. There's what's going on. So to Mr. Tim Garman, if you are participating as a pastor in some kind of fakery, I would suggest somebody say something and clarify the rumors out there. That's all I'm asking. And then the final thing is, obviously the board of supervisor meeting, Richard called in on that. The public comment's not for quite a while, so it could be a long day, first meeting, obviously. And then the thing about the fog.
I wanted to ask you a question before we go to the fog real quick. So, Lisa Jensen pled not guilty. Is that what happened?
That's the original thing that she was saying, not guilty. And yet she went to the hospital and so did her victim. So who hit them?
Hmm. Well, that's a standard plea. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm just curious. So they're going to trial, right?
I am not sure if it will be a trial or if they're going to try to settle out of court. The DA had sent Ms. Murphy.
You can't settle a criminal charge out of court unless you plea it down to something else. I'm just curious as to the actual proceeding.
Well, maybe other people have far more time than I do to waste this time on this woman that has also harassed me quite a bit.
Right.
But her attorney's Ryan Burrs. Maybe it's pronounced Beers. I'll spell it. B-I-R-S-S. How's that?
It should be public record. I was just curious what plea she entered and what the proceedings of the court was after that.
Maybe they just postponed it until March 7th?
Right. I don't know.
That's the next court date. This particular judge comes once a month. First Fridays out of Tehama County, because that's what Lisa Jensen wanted. So that's how the calendar's going to roll out. Maybe there was already booked or whatever, but March, this is a long time for this elder gentleman who was harmed completely to wait.
Well, it's public record. I'll get all the particulars. I don't have time to go down to the courthouse at this point because I've got tax season coming up and a lot of other responsibilities. And I'm not really that interested in these people anyway. I think
they're a public health risk.
Right. No, I understand. I'm not trying to belittle it as much as I'm saying right now there's a lot of bigger fish for me to fry that I'm looking into different things. So it is what it is.
Just
we appreciate the report. Yeah. No.
Okay. I'll call in maybe next week or so when I get a little bit more information on this global fog, because Dane covered it on his Global Alert News yesterday, episode 491, and there's massive information online, YouTube. You can just see all these videos of this dry particulate stuff. It's not really – I mean, we are not getting real rain. This is toxic. It's not natural. There's no thunder. There's no lightning. It's just this drippy, murky, toxic filth. And, yes, we know what's in it. It's the same stuff as all the other geoengineering, but they could probably insert any kind of pathogen. Oh, welcome to the next pandemic, folks. Please stay out of it if you can. Try not to, if you work outdoors, I'm really, I'm concerned.
But let's only worry about the dye in the food.
Yeah. I lost the story. I had it here in front of me, I must have erased it on accident.
But, yeah, I would like to, if you have anything on it, if you could send it over to Lori on it, it would be great.
Hours and hours and hours are spent on all this fog stuff, and it started right around Christmas, so, of course, they want to get the flu season going, and, yeah, go get your shots, but if they aren't getting people to line up anymore and roll up their sleeves, then they're going to spray us with anything they want to.
Oh, actually, I've got a couple of stories I want to hit on that real quick, and I know that you want to be able to bring that up, so let's get to it.
Okay, and with
that... All right, thank you, guys. I'll let you go.
All right. I don't know. Do we need to go to a break first? I think we need to go to a break first.
We just have to get a break.
Okay. Eventually. All right, we'll go to Andy real quick, and then we'll take a break. Are you there, Andy? Hello? Andy?
You're
there.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey, gang. Hey, Dave, you were just reporting a story about anti-gravity crab. Did anybody feel the importance of that? Navy put out patents 3 summers ago about anti-gravity crab. And, we're Jetson territory now where everybody has the floaty cars?
Would you be shocked?
It kind of makes sense for why they're saying aliens are real, so they can cover all of it up, considering we're going to be seeing all these things. That kind of makes a whole lot of sense.
Well, I guess...
Don't you think?
Especially when you're seeing these things that are flying around that I don't know are as big as cars or SUVs.
No such thing's happening. Come on now.
8 foot wide, 10 foot long?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I should start using Meet George Jetson as the bumper music. I don't know.
I know. You know what I want to do with the Teslas and the whatever, the quiet cars? Put the sound generators to make them sound like the Jetson car. I also think I'd like the option of the Star Wars X-Wing fighter screaming down the road. That would be good.
Yeah, that'd be good, too. Yeah, that'd be good.
No, but seriously, the anti-gravitic crap, it's here. They say we're 50 years behind what the military have.
I don't know.
I think it's thousands of years.
I don't know. I would not be shocked at anything at this point, so I just don't know.
You know, Robert Oppenheimer on his deathbed said the last thing they're going to do to get the New World Order in is a fake alien invasion. And, you know, remember, two summers ago, Chester Holt said a mothership has entered the solar system on his evening broadcast.
Well, I think Hillary Clinton said that she came from the mothership, so... I think she was talking
about. I'll believe that.
I think she was talking about the UN, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought perhaps it was Satan. Anyway,
probably was.
Carry on.
All right, thanks
a lot. And with that, I guess we need to go to a break,
we will
be back in just a couple minutes. Here we go.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left, so I guess we'll shorten up the bumper music today.
That'll work. All right, so I wanted to talk for a second about cattle futures. They've been on tear lately. At first, it was about U.S. cattle herd numbers dropping to record lows, and then there was the deadly screwworm outbreak in Central America, and now there's freezing temperatures that are coming in. For folks unaware, extreme temperatures cause cows to burn through more energy and drop weight. That's why the cattle futures on Chicago's exchange hit their highest levels this week, going back to 1964.
Do they have more gas when it gets cold?
So that's pretty interesting.
I'm just asking.
That's those big, that's those streaks in the sky. Those are cow farts.
Those are cow farts.
Yeah.
Right? So the next big thing is the bird flu. There have been two deaths that they seem like they're really, really pushing up, and it's been deaths that were based upon an old person that was in Florida and a young teen that was morbidly obese and had some other issues.
And how many chickens have they destroyed over this?
Exactly. So you've got all kinds of people. There was a 13-year-old girl in Canada became so sick with H5N1, or the bird flu, in late 2024. She had to be put on a ventilator. At the same time, a senior in Louisiana, actually, was diagnosed with the first severe case in the U.S.
So, well, they got a new test for that. It's a test for the virus, and when it goes positive, it says retarded on it.
Mm-hmm. So a powerful winter storm is set to sweep through the nation's capital, and they're advising people to stay, but they're apparently leaving anyway. So biggest D.C. snowstorm in years threatens to derail 2024 election certification as Congress flees capital despite advisory to stay.
Yeah.
So people aren't listening to them? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. AstraZeneca COVID jab rushed to develop a bubonic plague vaccine as fears of the next pandemic loom, and I think that's all we've got.
I think we're out of time as well.
There you go.
Expecting to hear the music any second now.
Yep.
So government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is the dangerous servant and fearful master.